Coming up, my exclusive interview with Patrick Byrne, the founder and CEO of Overstock, who's also a prominent figure in libertarian circles. This CEO from Overstock, Patrick Byrne, did not vote for President Trump in 2016 or even 2020, but he does go ahead and explain the Antrim County report and a massive bombshell exclusively here only on Steel Truth all about Hillary Clinton. Check this out. It's going to blow your mind.
Why they did not, I know what's in the Durham report, and I'm going to say it here. I bribed Hillary Clinton $18 million. I facilitated a bribe for Hillary Clinton on January 14th, 2016, right here in this town. Hillary, on behalf of the FBI, they came to me around December 1st, 2015. They told me Hillary Clinton had accepted a bribe from Turkey for $20 million. They told me that I would be working for a group in New York, FBI agents, who had authorization to set Hillary Clinton up in a sting. They asked me to facilitate a bribe for her, an $18 million bribe from another government. The bag man from that other government was to befriend, and I was to get that person 10 minutes alone in a room with Hillary Clinton. I did. On January 14th, 2016, Hillary Clinton was in this town, and she met in a way that was kept off her schedule. She accepted an $18 million bribe. General Barr knows this. This is the Durham. They know this was what is behind it all. And I'll even tell you, I'm going to drop one more thing. I've been waiting to say this publicly. And this is what really happened. I will tell you, if you hear this and you give me 90 seconds, your viewers will understand what's happened in the last 5 years in America. I've been waiting to say this on mainstream TV, and they will not have me back because once they understood what this was about. I facilitated a bribe, and she took a second bribe for $18 million. And I worked with the FBI as I did that. They're deeply involved in this. They came to me 3 days later and told me I had to forget about it and forget that it ever happened. And I said, what are you talking about? And they gave me one excuse. They said, Hillary's going to win, and it's been decided upstairs. Nothing's going to be able to stop that now. So she's going to win, and she's going to send her people over to the FBI and ask who was part of investigating Hillary, and any of us who were part of it are going to be destroyed, and that includes you too, Patrick. And so this mission has been scrubbed from the highest level. And I thought about that, and I said, yes, sir, and I came. But 2 or 3 weeks later, I was back with three federal agents this time. Three federal agents, and I let them know that wasn't sitting correct, and this is in Salt Lake City, Utah, and that wasn't sitting well with me, and I'd like to know why. We had almost a year before the election. They could have had me and another person in front of a grand jury in a week and gotten her indicted, and they told me, and this is the key to understanding what's happened in America. They told me, this is word for word, Patrick, what's really going on is this. President Obama has his people across the federal bureaucracy at this point, but especially the Department of Justice. Hillary Clinton is going to be president for 8 years, and nothing's going to change that. But think of there being a Bunsen burner within the Department of Justice. That evidence about the two bribes you were part of gathering is going to be sitting on the Bunsen burner. And the hand on the Bunsen burner is going to be one of Barack Obama's people. If Hillary's a good girl and defends Obamacare, that flame stays low. If she's a bad girl and thinks for herself, it's going to get turned up high. That way, Barack Obama's going to manage Hillary Clinton for the 8 years she's president, and then she's going to step down, and Michelle's going to run. And Patrick, that's the plan. That came out of the lips of a federal agent. It was confirmed to me this spring. The Durham investigation has that plan was called the Operation Snow Globe. That was Brennan Obama's name for it. They were trying to get Hillary to step into a snow globe. I'm looking for a prop. A snow globe that anytime they wanted, they could then pick up and shake for 8 years. My bribe was the bait to get her to step into the snow globe. That's all from it. This isn't a theory. I'm the guy in the room. I'm acknowledging I took part in all this, and I thought I was helping them conduct federal law enforcement. It turned out that I was helping them set up Hillary Clinton for a deep state to control her. And I came in public a year ago with some pictures that showed me with this Russian redhead, Maria Butina, lovely woman, that said, and so I'm saying this entire thing, this last 5 years, has been a coup. it was a from Obama against Hillary that when Trump won in a fluke, it got morphed into the Russian collusion delusion. And I say that as the guy they had romancing Maria and bribing Hillary Clinton. So I'm about as involved in this as you can get, and I promise you that's exactly what happened. And what we're seeing here is the last act play out. I was the last act play out. And the reason I mentioned that I knew in October 2018 that this was going to happen was because in 2018 I was offered, a federal agent came to tell me, Patrick, you need to understand there are billionaires walking around this world that we made, and we're prepared to do the same for you. You just have to stay calm. You just have to stay quiet through the election. And by that election, I knew he meant 2020 election. So I've known that they were going to hijack this election since October of 2018.
Does the Federal Bureau of Investigation and other departments need to be completely detonated, dismantled?
Well, I think what you need to do is there was a guy, the CEO of, I forget if it was Allstate or State Farm, decades ago. It was based in, which one of those is based in Chicago, do you know?
State Farm is Chicago.
State Farm then. They had a big headquarters filled with 10,000 people, bureaucracy. And the CEO bought a cornfield a couple hundred miles away, and he built a building for 500 people. And he started moving people to it, and until he got a new mini headquarters, and then he just shut off the original one. That's sometimes bureaucracies get so big and so bad, that's the only way to fix them. The way to fix them is to hit them in the head. It's to start again and build an alternative and then just shoot them in the head. That the bureaucracy in the head. And I think that's the only way that's going to be to fix our FBI, our beloved FBI. I have such respect. I've grew up with this, revering the FBI. And I still revere, you know, the men and women in it up to the mid-level. And there are people beyond that who are good. You can't throw the baby out with the bath water, but they are systemically corrupted at this point. So that story I just told you is absolutely the truth. There was a bribe from Turkey, a $20 million bribe in the fall of 2015 to Hillary. And then they had me arrange another bribe for $18 million from a different government, which I'm not disclosing the name of that other government. And that's I think, what the start of this coup really is.
Do you believe she's going to be held accountable at some point for this? Assuming President Trump is reelected.
If he is elected again, if he does get through this, and I think that's a high, you know, they were trying to demoralize people and make people think there's no chance of that. I think there's a high, it's quite a conceivable outcome to me that he is the president on January 21st. And again, I'm not saying that as a guy who voted for him. I'm saying it as a guy who cares about the country, and I do not want to see it hijacked. If we go down on this, if we go down to this assassin's maze, it's our last free election. I lived in China, 83, 84. I speak Chinese. I've lived in Maoist China. It was right after the Cultural Revolution. And that's what's coming for us. And I think this is our last real election. We'll have, you know, this stuff was built in Venezuela so that Hugo Chavez could get through the referendum of 03. And that's the basic architecture of the software of Smartmatic. And it has now become the core of two of the major commercial systems offered for sale in the United States. And Venezuela hasn't really had an honest election in 20 years. People are starving and the government still wins its election. It's because it's all crooked. The software that lets them do that is the software that's in the heart of our systems. If we bend a knee to this, it could be 1,000 years of darkness. And the world knows that. People don't understand, and because it's fashionable maybe not to, you know, to be anti-American or not to love your country, they don't understand how the world looks to us. And if we bend a knee to this, it's a darkness comes over the world, and we don't know if it'll be 1,000 years before it's lifted.
Incredible interview. Some really shocking confirmations of what we've always suspected about Hillary Clinton, about what we are now learning in terms of the election fraud here in our own United States of America, which has been operating like a banana republic. We've been now learning that Dominion Software, Smartmatic, and other known election software companies have been rigging elections worldwide for 20 years or more, going back to 2003, as you heard Patrick Byrne, who, again, I stress, is a libertarian, did not vote for President Trump in 2020 or in 2016. But as an American, he understands the significance of our constitutional right to a fair and free election and that our vote matters. Every person's vote matters. We have more on our interview with Patrick Byrne tomorrow, as well as part two of our interview with PFC's Patrick Fergie of the Shadow Net story. There's so much more to go on here. The United States of America has been under siege. We've been under attack, and it's not just only by foreign actors, but it's by the domestic partners. And I believe we're going to start to see who these domestic partners are. And as you heard, Hillary Clinton was set up in an FBI sting operation by Patrick Fergie back in 2018 to facilitate a bribe with an unnamed foreign country to which they already knew she had taken a $20 million bribe from Turkey. They set her up in a sting again, but because they were so consumed with the fact that she might win and they were afraid for their jobs, they scrubbed the mission. But remember, patriots have it all. The NSA has been collecting this data since the Patriot Act of 2001. So this stuff isn't going to go away by any stretch of the means. And this revelation, exclusively broken here on Steel Truth, is going to shake the ever-loving you-know-what out of Hillary Clinton, right out of that pitchfork and that broom she's flying around on. And perhaps she's even changing her underwear right now, knowing that this information is out in public. I'm sure she's probably resting comfortably thinking Joe Biden is going to be the next president. But I believe, and for everything that we're hearing from General Flynn over the weekend with the conversations and talks that he gave on the Supreme Court steps at Freedom Plaza, and of course at the Jericho March on the National Mall, and you heard it from Patrick Fergie, who was working intimately. In fact, today in the room where we were, Sidney Powell was sitting alongside him and listening to every single thing he said to make sure he didn't say anything that was, you know, considered illegal or out of context or whatever. Very valuable resources have been put together to bring this information to the light, to bring it to the Supreme Court so that we can get to the truth. We'll be right back after this break with a little bit more news, and stick with us. Steel Truth, lots more coming.